Welcome to Get Taboo, the podcast, where we explore the strange, the intuitive, and the unexplained. Here is your host and companion into the mysterious side of life, psychic medium Feather.
Welcome to the Get Feathered podcast. I am your host, Feather, and I am the founder of Nourish Hill Live. If you are interested in open-minded conversations about love and life, tarot, and spirituality, then this is the place for you. It's time to get feathered.
What's up, everybody? It's Feather, and today we are on episode 3. Today's episode, we are going to be discussing self-love, love of self. Who's with me? Love of self. First of all, if you don't know, I'm going to tell you right now, it is something that a lot of people don't even think about. It is something that a lot of people have difficulty with, and that's loving self. Now, we're going to talk about what this means. So first of all, self-love is having a high regard or a love of or a regard for your own well-being and your own happiness, right? It means taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others. And it can also be difficult for some people, especially if we have lived in abusive or traumatic relationships, or we grew up in abusive homes or homes that were not so loving or focused on us building a strong and healthy self-esteem or love of self, right? Self-love is closely associated to self-esteem, right? It's your overall opinion of yourself. It's how you feel about your abilities and limitations. It's having healthy self-esteem and feeling good about yourself and seeing yourself as deserving respect from others and deserving love from others and value. It's valuing yourself, right? When we love self, we value ourselves, we regard our own opinions and our own ideas, and we don't so much place that value on others' opinions of ourself. And a lot of times what happens is, I'm going to just be honest, a lot of times what happens is we fail to love self because we are more focused on other people's opinions of us, others' thoughts of us, and how people view us, when that shouldn't matter. Our opinions of self matter most, right? It should. And then we regard other people's feelings, and it's okay to do that. I'm just saying we regard other people's feelings, we regard other people's opinions, and we focus outside of self so much that we lose self. We lose self-esteem, we lose confidence, self-confidence, and we are more focused on what somebody else's opinions of us will be. You know, are they going to like us, or are they going to like how we dress, or are they going to like how we talk, or how we look? Are they going to like the things that I'm doing for them? Are they going to appreciate that, or whatever? You place that value of self on what other people feel about you or think about you or their opinions of you, okay? That's not so much healthy, especially when it's when we are focused so much on everybody else's opinions of us, and we are not feeling value or we're not confident about ourselves, right? Now, when you practice self-love, you're not being greedy and you're not being selfish, but that's okay if you are. It's okay to be selfish. It's your life. It's your journey, right? And we need to remember that. We become more confident when we practice self-love. We become more accepting of ourselves and not more focused on other people accepting us. We accept ourselves for who we are and how we feel and our opinions of the world and the things that we appreciate, right? When you achieve that feeling or those feelings, you're able to get into relationships with strong sense of self, and you don't need those people to pick you up and pull you up all of the time. Although sometimes it's necessary, or sometimes it's great to have that person, you know, when we get into a slump, you know, you got this, being supportive. Those are important things, but you won't need someone else in your life so much, because you will actually be able to center and align, and you will have that confidence that you can achieve whatever it is you need to achieve, or that you can do whatever it is you need to do. You will be structured and aligned in a position where you love self, you are more confident, and you are capable of making yourself happy, and you don't depend on other people to make you happy. And that is extremely important, extremely important. When we depend on other people to make us happy, we lose self. You're more focused on how they feel about you or their opinion of you and if you are making them happy or if they are treating you in a way that makes you happy. Of course, we don't want to be around people that don't make us happy, but it's a truly, truly important to be in alignment with self, to love ourselves, respect ourselves, and to be confident and in a healthy way so that we achieve respect from others. You know, when we have that self-esteem and self-confidence, we're not going to allow other people to disrespect us. We're not going to allow other people to mistreat us, misuse us, or abuse us, right? No, we're not. When we are out of alignment and we are not loving self, we more open ourselves up to how other people treat us. And a lot of times what happens is when we lack self-esteem or we lack self-love, we allow treatment of all kinds, for the most part, to come flowing in for us because we're just wanting somebody in our life and we're not focused so much on truly being a strong person and independent and capable of healthy relationships. And that relationship, of course, starts with us first. We have to have a healthy relationship with ourselves, and then that shows up in relationships all around us. More healthy relationships with friends, co-workers, and then in love situations, okay? Your overall opinion of yourself, how you feel about your abilities and your limitations matters most. When you feel good about yourself, you see yourself as, again, deserving the respect of others, deserving love of others, deserving great things and great treatment from others. And when we are in a low position, we, again, put little value on our own opinions and ideas. And a lot of times what happens is we get to the point where we don't even have opinions or thoughts, and we are indecisive, or we find it hard to make choices, or we find it hard to move forward in certain areas of our life. Not all areas, but sometimes we can find it hard to move into something better because we lack that confidence, or we lack that ability to make those choices, or we think that, you know, maybe I'm not going to be liked if I do this, or you're going to be focused more on what other people think of you than what you think of you. For instance, me. Okay, a couple years ago, if you would have said, hey, Feather, you're going to be on YouTube and you're going to put your face in front of an international audience and you're going to be doing something that most people would stone you for. I'm serious. And then, you know, it's not really something that most people accept. Tarot in certain places, and of course, spirituality in certain places, is still taboo. It is still not something that is talked about, and it's not something that I can talk openly about in certain circles around where I'm at. And then, of course, Feather, you're going to be on a podcast and you're going to be talking about these taboo subjects, and you're going to be explaining to and teaching people how to do these things. You know, how are you going to be with that? I would have said, hell no, it ain't going to happen. I would never do that. But I lacked that self-confidence and that self-esteem to put myself out there because I was not at the point where I was not capable of making those choices, or I really, really, truly was focused on what other people's opinions of me were or would be. And as I have progressed in my journey since 2016 in beginning Nourish, Heal, Live, it has been a journey to me. And I'm shining, and I love that I do what I do because I see how I am helping others. And that alone makes me feel good. Not because, oh, you know, I'm getting all these accolades and all that stuff. No, it's because I'm seeing growth, not just my own growth, but I'm seeing growth in other people because they are seeing how I'm doing it and they are following my lead. And that is truly amazing, right? It's because I started loving myself and I stopped giving a shit so much about what other people thought of me. And I said, you know what? It's my life. It's my journey. I'm going to do what I want to do that makes me happy, because I'm tired of these relationships and I'm tired of these people telling me that I can or cannot. I'm going to do what the hell I want to do because I want to do it. That is me. Don't put me in a box. I'm just going to do it. So I do. Now, when you truly love yourself, it comes with facing what you may hate the most about yourself. And that could be from, you know, from your body parts, a specific body part, or how you treat people or how people treat you, any guilt or shame that you may be, holding on to from the past. And you really have to break through those insecurities and accept yourself first before you can change. You have to get to the point where you're like, you know what, Feather's right. I'm at that point. I'm at that pivot point where I have allowed other people's opinions to hold me down and back. I have allowed myself to desire other people to make me happy when I wasn't even making myself happy on my own. I don't want to not only make that somebody else's responsibility. I want to be in charge of my own life, and I want to be making myself happy more often, regardless if there's a person in my life or not, whoever those people may be. I'm ready for my own change. I'm ready to love myself because Feather says, it's okay to love self. It's okay to love who I am and how I am and how I treat people. It's okay to be me. It's okay to do the things I want to do. And it's okay to be independent and strong. And it's okay to love people and want to be in a relationship. It's okay to be whatever I want, whenever I want. But the most important thing is making sure that I am in charge of my own happiness. I love myself enough to deserve and to know that I deserve and desire respect from others, great treatment from others, generosity and love from others, and what I give to others, I want in return because I deserve it. And having the confidence and the wherewithal to know that I will get it because I love myself and I value myself, and that is what I want for myself. I accept myself. Yeah, I've been like that. I've been in a place, and that's okay. I'm ready for better. I'm ready to actually love myself and value myself. I'm ready to stop putting so much time and attention into devoting my efforts and my energy into somebody else that is not valuing me. I'm going to value me. And when I start valuing me more and more, when I start loving myself more and more, when I start putting myself into myself, I am going to attract those people that are going to be me for me. They're going to be what I am for other people for me. They're going to love me. They're going to be generous. They're going to be kind. They're going to be temperate. They're going to be loving. And that is what I am. That is who I am. I can be fierce and yet loving. And that starts with self. And I am turning those energies in on myself. And it is time now for me to love myself because I can. Others' opinions may have I let them matter in the past. What other people thought of me, I let it matter in the past. But, now I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to stop so much focusing on what other people think of me. What do I think of me? How do I see me? Who am I? Do I love myself? Do I respect myself? Do I value myself? What do I value? What do I respect about self? What do I love about myself? And why do I care so much about what other people think? Start focusing there and you will see a major change in your own life because you take accountability and you accept where you are and you know that you want better. And from here, you know that you want to love yourself. Start actually loving yourself. Do things for you for a change rather than running yourself ragged, doing everything for everybody else. And it's a thing that happens more and more every day as we begin to focus on self. We change. We actually start loving who we are and how we treat people and the things that we attract from the universe. And more, you will attract more and more. You'll find more things flowing into your life that you love because you are loving self. And that's what I want for you all. I want you to love yourself enough and be confident within self to know that there is better. To know that there is better out there and that you can focus in better directions. And it all starts with self. Focus in on yourself. Make lists of appreciation, what you love about yourself, what you value, what you truly do love about you. You as a person, your body, the things that you've manifested in your life, all of those things, because those things matter. And the more you start noticing the things that you are, the person that you are, and you start loving and appreciating yourself, your life will change so much. It will be like a kaboom. You'll see it. And it may take a little while because some of us haven't taken that time to actually love ourselves. But once you do and you flip that script, your life will change more and more every day. I promise. So focus on that for the next week, for the next month, for the next 2 months. Come back and tell me how much your life has changed because you actually love yourself and what you actually love about yourself. When you can elevator talk me, when you can come to me and say, Feather, I love me. This is what I love about me. This is what I love has changed about me since I have heard your podcast episode. I want to know more. Come back and update me.
Thank you all for stopping in here and listening to today's episode. I really appreciate your likes, shares, subscribes, your donations of love, and also for becoming members of Nourish Heal Live. Remember, all of the links are in the description of the podcast, so please check out my membership site. Find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Nourish Heal Live on Facebook. I really, truly do appreciate all that you do for me on my journey to help you. Never forget, what you think you create, create great things. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Get Taboo. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it, follow the show, and submit your own story at gettaboo.com. I'm your host, Feather. Stay curious and stay just a little bit taboo.